Ladies and gentlemen.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Waking up.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Got the feeling right now.
Who?
Yeah, look, my name is Ben. Hi. Hi, Ben. I'm filling in for a week for Ellie while she's away on holiday.
Oh, well, you're not filling in. I invited you onto the show.
Oh, sorry. You're very kind. The most humble man in the Goulburn Valley, Mr. Josiah.
Ellie,
no, it's been good.
Big show today. Ellie has been away. She's off for another week. So last week I was on my own. You felt sorry for me because you saw how hard I'm working, man, because I'm just a tough, hard worker. So you thought you'd help out.
More just you sounded crap on your own. I thought I better jump in and help you. No, I don't even know. I've never done one of these intro things before. What do we do?
We just basically talk about whatever we want. Nothing's off limits because it's not on air.
Oh, right. Yeah, so we could talk about, do you manscape?
I shave my beard. I trim my nostril hair, whatever, you know.
What about?
My eyebrows?
Yeah, that's right.
I do in between my eyebrows, yeah. Hairy good. Albanian, mate.
Yeah, well, so am I, because the euro me. I'd have a full-on monobrow if I didn't pluck.
Yeah, so would I, just the middle bit.
Yeah, I've got German in me.
Do you? We talk about that on the show today, don't we?
Yeah, we did, actually.
We also give people a little preview, a little taste on what to come in the podcast.
Are you putting this together? Do I have to do much work?
No, I have to do it.
All right, well, it's over to Josiah, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you're about to hear is on him.
We talk about, you do the top five social media.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty decent, if I don't mind to toot my own horn.
I'm going homeless tonight. We bring that up. What else do we do?
My joint. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We talked about you slaying chicks.
Did we?
Well, not really. We talked about, remember the top five, phrases used online, but the term slaying all day.
Yeah.
And I'll just shut up.
Yeah. We did talk about slaying, not girls though. I brought it up as an example. it sounds a lot worse than what it is.
Mate, dig yourself out of that one.
I also reveal the number one hottest nationality in the world as revealed by you guys.
And it goes to, well, you got to listen.
Oh,
is that
what
we do here? You can do it here.
It starts with you, and I'm not talking about I, it's you and I.
That's a
tough joke, but it genuinely starts with you.
Can I go now?
Yeah, let's get out of here. This went on for way too long. See you guys. How's this? So there's a girl, she claims she hasn't eaten for 97 days.
Here we go.
So she calls herself a breatharian.
Never heard of it.
She survives on just breathing.
Of course she does.
Which we all need, obviously, to survive.
Well, I love a good breath, but I wouldn't survive on it.
I do want to call BS on this story, right?
Good boy.
Especially, first of all, it's impossible.
That's the break. We're out.
Scientifically, it's impossible, right? What do they say? You can't survive more than 5-6 days without food and water?
Food's about that, and water's, I think, it's if you can actually go a few weeks without water.
That's the first thing, right?
It's a few weeks without food, a couple of days without water.
Yeah, that's the one.
Here's Benny Boy's survival tactics, everyone.
Bear Grylls. Benny Grylls over here.
Nah, you'd be right.
So, first of all, that's why I'm calling BS on that. But the second part is her name's Audra Bear. Come on.
Nah, she's redone that. She's gone down. She's gone down the aisle.
She's lost the plot, this chick. She's gone nuts. So she reckons, in her defense, she says she does have a diet occasionally consists of herbal teas, fresh coconut water, green juices, fruit smoothies, and nothing else. I've seen a photo of her. She's a good looking girl, and she's actually not that skinny.
So let's just list the food types she's eating again.
Herbal tea.
Yeah.
Fresh coconut water.
Yeah.
Green juice and fruit smoothies. That's enough to survive off, you'd think. I mean, you'd be very hungry, wouldn't you?
I love how perplexed is this time in the morning. I'd be starving, personally. Like, I need nothing. Nothing makes me happier than feeling full and like just wanting to nap in the afternoon.
Oh.
Well, you know, like I just don't know how she's surviving on juices and herbal teas. I'd be starved.
I'm one of those people, Benny, that when I eat, I don't eat till I'm satisfied. I eat till I'm full and bloated because that's why you're not satisfied.
I'll happily admit I gorge myself.
Yeah,
I'm very lucky that I can, you know, do that sort of stuff.
This girl, her first fast. Like, we've all fasted for maybe a day or two or whatever. Ramadan was recently, that was a month, but that's only from sunrise to sunset. Her first fast went for 97 days. Get stuff. No
Hang
chance.
On. So, why is she doing it? Like, this, nah.
Because she's a hippie, mate. Her name's Audra Bear. She's obviously a hippie that's trying to be a freak.
Do you know, she's changed her name. I swear, she's gone down the registry and had that changed. My mother-in-law, right? Her best mate. This is a true story. Her name is, well, it's legally Abracadabra.
No, it's not.
I know, right? This is, every time I tell this story, everyone's like, don't, Benny, you're having a laugh. I'm serious.
Abracadabra?
She went and changed it, yeah.
What happened? Did she have too much LSD or something?
Well, I don't know about that. I just think she... No, she just had a moment and went, right, I'm going down there. But yeah, abracadabra, it's on her license.
It's like this girl. Her name's probably Stacey Jones or something. All of a sudden, she wants to be known as a Breatharian. So she thinks, oh, Audra Bear sounds a little bit better.
Well, good luck to her. Is she going to, I don't even know what else to ask you. These sorts of things do fascinate me, though, because, like, I just don't understand it.
No, I think this girl just needs to hold her breath for 97 days and see what happens to her.
I wouldn't have said that.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
It goes like this.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
I want to just quickly share a story while it's nice and early that you slowly realise you're becoming, like I'm a dad now. My daughter's 8 months old and I've realised that you just slowly do all the stuff your dad used to do. And I had a moment.
I'm going to say like I finally read my daughter a bedtime story.
Oh no, I've done that. We do that every night. She just sort of throws the book on the ground more or less. No, I was pulling in actually to see you. My wife and I had been up to Riverside Plaza, and we decided to see Jay because Josiah here was broadcasting from Harvey's yesterday, and we thought we'd say hello. And as we pulled up, I farted, right? As like you just
in the car,
yeah, you just dad fart, you know.
Windows up or down?
Well, that's the thing. This is where, you know, and then Mel's like, you can't leave that in here. Like, because we parked it right. You can't leave. And then she's like, what about you? What about me and Evie? And this just takes me back to when, like, I was a kid because my dad used to, like, I think a car fart's like a dad thing. Because my dad used to do it all the time.
Really? Unless my dad never did, unless he did it while we were, you know, we didn't know it was an SPD, silent but deadly.
My dad was rake.
That's the whole part
of my story.
Was your dad the one that would lock the windows and try and make the whole family suffocate?
Enjoy it, boys, enjoy it. He'd be like, see, enjoy that, yeah, enjoy that back there.
The German father. Well, nothing seems to have changed because when your wife and baby came to Harvey Norman, they were both very green, so.
What does that mean to me?
Whilst Ellie is away. The boys will play.
It goes like this.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
The top 50 best looking nationalities have been revealed. So basically what they did, researchers, they polled social media users from around the world and they asked them what the most beautiful people are. And then people submitted their answers and they've come up with a top 50.
I'm excited about this because part of me is Australian, right? So I'll take that. I'm very proud of that. The other half of my family, my father, came from the motherland, the Deutschland.
Germany?
Germany.
So in other words, what, you're German from the waist down, Australian from the waist up?
Or? Well, if you actually saw me literally, if you saw how hairy I was, and not just... My wife is a big fan of the German...
Schnitzel?
Food.
I bet she is.
Hey, no, let's go through this. Okay, what are we going to do?
I'm going to ask you what you think number one is, and I'm not going to reveal it to you till the end.
It's got to be, I'm going to say, as much as like Australia, I reckon Australia's in the top 10. I'm going to say that. But I've got this gut feeling it's going to be like Norway or somewhere like that. Or it's going to be something.
I will reveal, European. You're bang on the money. Australians, we came in at number 5.
Because we've got some beautiful people, even right here in the GV, there's some beautiful people here.
We also have some very much the opposite as well.
not joining in on that.
Just like every country, Benjamin. Germany, you were confident they were number one. Unfortunately, out of the top 50, Germany comes in at 44th.
What do you mean Germans come in at 44th?
Hey, guess who's ahead of you? Lebanon and Pakistan.
No, I'm not interested anymore.
As well as the Welsh and Tunisians.
Come on, the Germans, like my dad is an Adonis of a man and he's an absolute beast. You should have seen him in the 70s. My dad looked like Barry Gibbs from the Bee Gees.
Did he really? He had the hair and everything.
It was amazing. If I showed you a photo, you can see why he was not short of lady attention back in the 70s.
Sweden. Now, I would have picked them.
See, this is where I would have gone. This is where I'm starting to lead to the top 5.
This is where I find this list a bit controversial and doesn't make much sense because Sweden come in at 39th. And you've got people like the Thai, which isn't my cup of tea, each their own. Iranians, they're not bad, 26th. And Malaysians at 25th.
They're not bad. I love Josiah's filter. They're not bad.
Come in at the top 10, though.
Now, do you want drum roll? Are we going to do the whole 10 or what are we going to do?
Nah, no drum roll till number one, right?
Okay.
So my pick for number one and what I would love would be the Spanish. Español. There's a Spanish women are beautiful. Been to Spain and my goodness, Benny. You're doing.
Part of me wants to know, but I reckon it's a chat off the air.
My neck hurt from turning so many times.
Jay in Spain.
Minus the ball bit.
What's wrong with him? Oh, there's just heaps of chicks.
Hey, shout out to all our English listeners, including my grandmother, number 9 on the list.
England?
They don't have teeth, but they do look pretty.
Yeah, I know there's a stigma around that, isn't there?
Australia at number 5. Brazil, I thought they could have been number 1. They're 4th.
So we're getting down the fine end here.
Number 3. This is Filipino. Do you find the Filipinos good looking?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Not my cup of tea, but each to their own. Number two. Number two, and this is where it doesn't make sense again, because if Sweden, whatever they were, 39th, the Danish are second.
The Danish are second.
I'm not being racist, but there isn't the biggest amount of difference, is there?
Let's go the number one. I'm really excited by seeing this. The number one sexiest nationality, according to this poll. Where'd you get the poll from, by the way?
Social media.
It's not even legit. He's done this. He just made it up.
It is the Ukraine.
Oh, there you go. That's quite... I wouldn't see when you say Ukraine. Though, I don't even know what to picture.
Okay, Mila Kunis. She's Ukrainian.
Oh, okay, she's stunning.
Do you know what else?
She's one of my. You know, she's pretty nice.
Do you know why I do?
I just sound so creepy right now saying that. She's really nice.
She's so hot. Do you know why I do know that this is rigged?
Why? Because you made it up, didn't you?
No, I didn't make this up.
You had a couple of hours on the week. You thought, I've got a bit.
This is at news.com. Because if the Ukraine's that good, I just think of Chernobyl.
Whilst Ellie is away, everybody, the boys will play.
It goes like this.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man. That the following may go in any direction.
Can't believe it.
And not always a good one.
Wait, what do you mean?
So strap yourself in and prepare to be underwhelmed. It's Josiah and Benny's Top 5.
Can't believe I just said coming up now.
Mate, welcome to the early hours. We stuff up all the time. Doesn't matter.
I'm a new parent, so you'd think I'd be used to not sleeping. But anyway, let's carry on here. So today I'm going to do the top five online phrases that I really don't get right. Because in our day and age, everything goes online. Everyone's on social media and there's profiles and there's people who are influencers a thing now, right? Now, I don't actually want to sound like I'm really dumb here, but I am. I'm 35 and I really don't get it. And so when I do see things on social media, it makes me cringe now.
Yeah, you're terrible on Instagram.
I sound like a 50-year-old dad who's just like waving his fist at the sky.
Why don't you get into it? Like, you never post photos either. Like, if you don't post a photo soon, I'll unfollow.
Jay actually, and he's not joking. Like, he'll legitimately look at someone. They're like, why aren't you following me? And he goes, because you don't post anything interesting. He's like that cold.
Yeah, it's true. People.
How long have I got before you start to unfollow me?
Well, at least you've had a newborn, mate. She's how old? 9 months? You could at least be posting cute baby photos. Like, I'd actually like that.
Well, yeah, but then... Yeah, but what if I don't want it? That's all I've got. Right, so today it's the top five online phrases I just don't get, okay? So, number five, and this goes to a friend of mine named Jack, right? He posted a pic on the weekend and it said, felt cute, might delete. I don't get it. Well, then delete it.
It's very Kardashian-esque.
Yeah, but what does that... Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know. Felt cute, might delete. So you upload it because you know...
You're self-conscious. You're look unsure cute, as to how people are going to get it.
But if people don't like it, you'll delete it later.
Well, then you're just a flog. Like, I don't get it. I actually just don't get that mentality.
Well, here we go, Benny. I'm on the Hit GV Instagram account right now. There's a selfie I just took during that last song of You and I.
Yeah.
What I thought is I might caption it, felt cute, might delete. And then people get to see...
Forcing it. I don't like the felt cute, might delete.
I've given you a filter
as
well.
It doesn't make any sense. Right, move along. Number four, right? Leaving work on a Friday like... You know when people put up like a wacky gif or something and it's no, I don't know, have you ever walked out the building on a Friday? Like, I'm excited too, but I don't leave like that.
No, it's not walking out Friday like and you're walking down a fashion parade. No, I just want to get
Monday.
Home.
It's Monday. Like, it's just annoying. I'm sounding like a grumpy old fart here, aren't I? Number three, online phrases I just don't get. Slay all day. That's a lot of time. Like, do you know what? First of all, explain that.
Well, first of all, that's a caption that I would definitely use because I do slay all day. So basically, you're dominating the scene.
That's
you're
a lot of energy. Do you like, that means if there's 24 hours a day and you're sleeping 8 of them,
you're really not dominating.
You're slaying only for like, what's 24 minus 8? Like, that's 16 hours.
Okay, after this show, Benny, we had a successful day, right?
Yeah.
So we're slaying, the rest of the day feels good. So we're going to go slay all day.
Yeah, but in that day, you're also going to shower. And do like personal things. Like,
don't
you can't
worry about
slide
that.
In there.
People only need to see the good stuff.
This is how I think. Number two, it's not Friday, it's Fry-yay.
Oh, I hate that so much.
Yeah, so annoying, eh?
Especially
so
when they annoying. Put it up with a picture of some fries.
Never seen that one.
Oh, haven't you? Yeah, it's very funny.
Because we might do this top five again later on in the show for a new audience. I might just write that one in there.
Repeating
gear. All right, here we go. Just write that down. Right, the number one online phrase that I just don't get, and it goes to... It's not even a phrase, right? But it just is one of those things that just drives me nuts. You know when people go to a hospital, but they just say, they just check in there. They don't tell you what's wrong.
Oh, so you want people to worry about you.
And you've got like 1,000 people like worrying about you. And then it turns out you just got a cold or something. Yeah. But then you got to scroll through the comments to find out what's wrong with that person.
Yeah.
And like, and then I find myself doing it. I'm annoyed at myself.
Yeah. And they've got a cold. They're attention seeking people. Hey, Hit GV on Instagram. Just posted a photo. I've captioned it. Felt cute. Might delete.
Can anyone who's on Instagram and following this show, I don't endorse that. I don't like it.
You look good in the photo, though.
No, I don't.
Nah, you look like a daggy dad.
Whilst Ellie is away, everybody, the boys will play.
It goes like this.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
There's a service that's not offered here on the GV that I think it should be, right? Now, I'm going to call this a parent hotline, right? But I'm going to call it, but this isn't for like medical emergencies like nurse on call or anything like that. This is about like parents, you know, like myself and my wife and what's our daughter? She's 8 months old.
So her name's Evie, by the way.
That's my daughter's name is Evie.
In case you forgot.
And no, but you do, as you become parents, a lot of the stuff you used to do, right, that you almost took for granted, like sleeping in. Or just, I don't know, Saturday afternoon, let's get a bottle of wine and sit at the side of our house and just talk about the world. These things disappear. And all of a sudden, like someone like Mr. Josiah Sharla here has got all the time in the world compared to myself.
Well, I wouldn't know because I'm not a parent.
You wouldn't know, right? But, you know, like when you, what are you going to do this afternoon? Oh, I don't know, man, watch some movies, play some Xbox, whatever. Like, I know that's not you, but if you said that, I would literally be frothing. So what I'm going to say is right now is the parent hotline, I'm going to set this up, right? I want you to answer the phone, parent hotline, this is Josiah Sharla, and then literally just tell me all the normal stuff you do on a daily basis.
Okay, cool.
Are we ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the parent hotline. This is what I think it should sound like across the Golden Valley, okay?
Do we need the porno music, mate?
Of course we do. All right, are you ready?
Good to go.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, Josiah speaking.
Yeah, hi, my name's Ben. What did you do last night?
Well, yesterday, arvo, I went for coffee with the boys, sat there for about an hour and a half, just chewing each other's ears off.
Like a full hour?
At least an hour and a half, yeah.
And then you didn't have to do anything, did you? You just could just talk?
Just sat there talking, yeah. What else have we had to do?
Oh, that's incredible.
What you else? Couldn't do that?
Well, you know, I suppose last time I did it, I was too busy with my daughter in a high chair and she vomited on the floor.
Changing the nappy.
Yeah, so just, and what coffee did you get?
Latte.
Did you sip
strong.
It?
Strong. Only a little dash of milk.
Because you had to go to the top. Jeez.
When's the last time you've sat 9 hours straight as a parent, be honest?
Hang on, let me just pause this for a sec. Remember, this is a hotline.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Here, let me go again. Hello, Josiah. Hang on. Ring the phone ring.
You're not meant to make me feel and remind me about my parent life, okay, mate? I know we didn't audition you for this role, but okay. Are we ready to go again?
Yeah, let's go again.
Can you start again? Here we go.
Hello, Josiah speaking.
Sure, we'll go with this. Hi. My wife doesn't know I'm calling. Can you tell me what'd you do Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, I spoke to my cousin who lives in Albania, and we FaceTimed for an hour and a half. Oh, just under an hour and a half.
Like a full hour?
Yeah.
Full hour and a half.
Full hour and a half, yeah.
And there was no, like, you didn't have to rush to get off the phone, did you?
No.
Oh.
I was making a coffee, some brekkie while we're on chatting.
What'd
as well.
You make for breakfast?
Eggs and avocado. I make a great, great avo mash.
So you had time to do that?
Hmm.
Eggs and avocado. What'd you do? And once you did that, what else? What did you do after breakfast?
I think I went for a drive, actually, Saturday. Oh, no, and then I went to Harvey Norman.
Couldn't you?
I had to work.
You'd have to put a kid in the car or put a pram in the boot.
Just jump in.
Fight other parents for pram car parts. How was the drive? Was it good? Did you listen to music?
Yeah, I did. You know who I'm really into at the moment?
Who?
Rick Ross.
Oh.
What a boss.
And did you get to listen to that podcast uninterrupted?
No, I haven't seen that yet. No. Don't know what it is.
What were you listening to in the car again? That this bloke?
Rick Ross.
I don't even know who that is. Whatever. But you got to listen to it uninterrupted, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
right.
God, that's good.
What? You know what you're doing here, Benny? Oh, sorry to go off script a little bit again.
Here he goes again. He's just, okay, fine. We'll stop it there. You get what I'm trying to say?
There's a lot of whinging going on. There is a lot of whinging going on.
No, there's not a lot of whinging going on. I can happily say here that although my daughter is a beautiful girl, there's days when, you know, you look back on what you used to do and you sort of go, wow, I miss those days.
Yeah, that's when you...
Like my mate, right? I said, my mate, he's got three kids, right? And I said, we've got one, you've got three. How hectic does it get? And he's like, right, well, let me tell you this, mate. You know when you need to go to the toilet as a bloke? I said, absolutely, right? Right? And he goes, you think you might get your 10 minutes, your 15. Now, my dad used to get half an hour with kids, right? And he'd take a novel in there. Now, my mate said he goes in there and his little son, like, flicks bits of paper under the door.
Stop it.
Now, I don't know why I find that so funny, but I could just, that's your 10 minutes as a bloke, right? If your mum and you enjoy that time, good for you, right?
But 10 minutes, get your bowels checked.
What is that?
I get your point.
You've ruined this whole thing for me.
Are you trying to teach me a lesson as a man with no kids to take everything in life for granted?
Enjoy it. No, don't take it. Just enjoy it. Oh, we need to enjoy your sleep-ins.
All right. All right. I get your point.
Whilst Ellie is away, everybody, the boys will play.
It goes like this.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Got the feeling right now.
Boom.
2.5 hours in. Am I going all right?
Feeling all right, mate.
Have I got the job?
You're warming up.
Oh, jeez. Can you just give me a compliment? I don't get them at home.
Nah, you look all right, mate.
Thank you, mate.
I love your dad bod.
Oh, well, sure. I'll take that. Actually, this is good that you said that. I'm glad you said that because this leads me to this story, right? I want to share something with the Golden Valley this morning about Josiah Sharma. I think this is very funny. So, if I can talk about... No, Triple M.
Never heard of her.
Of course you haven't. She's a beautiful beast. No, I was involved with the trivia night for Give Me Five for Kids on Thursday.
Right, great cause.
And it was brilliant cause.
Great cause, terrible station.
Yeah, that's right. Billy and Shawnee will want to smack you for that. No, I'll tell you this story because I was politely asked to help MC the night down the Aussie Hotel. Now, it was a fantastic night, but I had come up with PowerPoint slides, right, that I to put on the TVs within the pub.
Right.
We worked out a way, thanks to the guys down there, that if we use the Chromecasting thing, which is where you would like stream your phone to the TV, is how we could do it, right? We also found out the only way to do it as well with my phone was to mirror my phone and Chromecast that to the TV. So for anyone at home who's completely got no idea what I'm talking about, literally whatever's on my phone, right, would show on the screen.
In front of what, 300 people?
Yeah. Oh, actually, no more than that. We had 20 tables on Thursday night. This is the thing. This is why you're in the mix, right? Because...
What, I come up at a Triple M trivia night?
No, all of a sudden I thought, hang on. That means that if I'm mid-slide, like PowerPoint slide of the questions, and someone sends me something stupid, people are going to see it.
Awesome.
Right? And obviously, I was trying to figure out ways to change it. And our boss and a few of the guys here, I was chatting with them all. And like, someone goes... Well, yeah, actually, wouldn't that be funny? Tilly, if Josiah sends you a nude. Right? Like, so that's the story, right? I just want to break that down a bit. Firstly, love that that's where it was from. Two, why do you have that stigma around you?
Why? Hang on. Why is my...
That's amazing.
Can I ask, why is my reputation that I send my boss
totally
Benny
dodgy.
Nudes?
I know that's all this is.
You're a 35-year-old man.
Married with a daughter. Why do I want your nudes?
Well, it's weird you say that.
Actually, do you even have nudes?
No, of course I don't, mate. I'm smarter than that. But have a look at this. It's funny. You do.
I just love it. Honestly, the reason why it's you and it had to be a nude.
Nothing else. What night was this?
This was Thursday night. What were you doing Thursday night?
Yeah, that makes sense. I was out the front of the Aussie and it was a full moon, so.
Yeah, but do you have time to send nudes to people?
No, mate. I've got a lot better things to do with my time. Like, do a radio show for 3 hours every morning.
I generally love that stigma's around you. That's made my day.
I know I like to have my shirt off, mate, but the pants stay on.
Oh, he's the sends nudes guy. Well, imagine that. Ding dong, who's that? It's Jay. What do you want? Sending nudes again.
Yeah. Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Saturday afternoon. There we were. We're in the middle of Handmaid's Tale, which is
a brand good? New
series. Brilliant. Love it. It's just, you know what? It's a really confronting show, so you could almost not talk about it here at the moment, but it's amazing. So anyway, we're sitting there, my wife and I, with our daughter, and watching a show, and she's playing and stuff like that, and then next minute we look out the window on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, it was more brutal than that.
Now, we are here in Shepparton, my family and I. It was wet. It was raining. Trees were going everywhere. And I looked out and I was like, whoa, Jesus.
Well, half of Shep went out of power, including I was broadcasting live from Harvey Norman both all weekend. Their power went out Saturday afternoon.
I'm bringing this up, though, because you came in this morning and when Josiah gets excited, he comes and he goes, Benno! Well, he doesn't, but I'm thinking he does. What you said there was a tornado or something?
Yeah, so shout out to everyone in Toke this morning. They're still cleaning up. a tornado ripped through the town, which is unheard of in our part of the world.
I genuinely love storm chat, right? So do we know how big, how long it lasted?
No, it swept through. So we obviously...
No one was hurt, though.
No, but houses have been a lot of damage and stuff like that. A couple of listeners sent photos to me, to my personal Instagram, as well as to the Hit GV Instagram page, of photos and videos of the damage. And my goodness, there was trampolines up in wires. There were sheds through fences. You name it. It came through and it tore it apart. Not to mention there was the house near Bendigo that got completely ripped apart. And I believe one person may have passed as well.
My God.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Is it common? Wouldn't be common tornadoes in Sierra, would it?
No, not at all, mate. We're not in North Queensland or Darwin.
Like, because I used to live in North Queensland, so you get used to monsoons and hurricanes and stuff. But, which is a funny story because you got a cyclone kit up there. Did you know that?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Every house.
When you live up there, you have to have... Well, they advise strongly that you have enough to get through the next amount of days. So, like, fresh water, canned food, first aid kit, torch, battery, that sort of gear. But, you know, I was just saying, you wouldn't have that here in Sydney.
No, token wall. As if they don't have storm kits. Because it'd probably be, if not one of the first ever tornadoes they've ever hit.
Did anyone see it? Is anyone like... If you've seen this tornado, 13, 12, 16...
Yeah, that's the number. Well done.
Call the show. I'm fascinated if you saw it on the weekend.
I kind of feel bad.
Why?
I don't want to say I brought the tornado, but I was in Toke on Friday night having a couple of beers at the Tatters. The next day, they get hit by a tornado. You put two and two together.
The locals weren't happy with you, mate.
I did the ice bucket challenge in Cobram on to raise awareness for M&D Friday afternoon. And then I thought, you know what? I keep saying to people in Toke that I'm going to come visit and have a beer. So I went the extra 15 minutes north, went there, had a couple of beers. Less than 24 hours later, a tornado hits.
You know they say, like, bad weather follows you?
Yeah.
Is that what's happened to you?
Well, then I'm in Shep on Saturday, and then the storm hits here. I mean, it hit everywhere.
Don't invite Charlie to your town. I'll tell you what, though. I just want to say thank you for putting up with the last 3 minutes. I generally enjoy storm chat. That was really good.
Why do you get off to it?
Wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say I just generally enjoy storm chat. I enjoy a good storm. I enjoy a red wine while watching the storm roll in.
Yeah, it is nice when it's on your roof and you're safe undercover, not when your house is damaged.
I was driving out to Talis Winery once and I said to Mel, I could just sit there and just watch a storm roll in as you see the hills.
With a nice bottle of rosé.
I sound like a weirdo, don't I?
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
It goes like this.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Let's get serious for a sec because I do want to actually, as your boss, say well done, mate. There's Jay right now is... He's been reaching out across the GV and generally trying to raise awareness for the homeless situation here. And, mate, so far, not to make this about you, but I've really commended you, mate. You've got on with it, and some of the stuff that you've been putting on the show has been absolutely amazing, mate.
Yeah,
so well done.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that. Last week, obviously, I came out on Monday, and we had a chat together where I said that stat where Shep is the largest homeless population just sticks out to me so much in regional Vic. It has to change. There's no ifs or buts. We need to change that stat. So by having this conversation on the radio, I'm hoping it raises awareness. That's one thing. But then changing the stigma towards it in Shep is the next step. Now, Beyond Housing do an incredible job. You came down and visited them with me last week, and you've seen the good stuff that they do.
Yes, I've been helping out Josiah actually go to these places and have a chat to these people, and it's been... what would you say, if I can ask you, and again, this isn't about you, I know that, but just you've been driving it so well. What's the biggest mind shift for you, having already... This is now sort of halfway through this two-week journey on the air. What's changed your perception?
I think I put all of homeless, this is beforehand, in one boat together.
Yeah.
Whereas the question when you look at them isn't to how you got, is why. I think when you see each person, and it's not just homeless, anything in life now, I think the biggest lesson I've learned so far is to never judge a person on their situation, but look more towards the why. Why are you like that? Every person has an individual backstory. You don't know how they got to that situation, and every case is different. So don't judge them for that. More ask why they got there and how you can help.
I love that. See, Richie the other day, and it did stay with me, was just like, you know, sometimes just a simple hello, rather than just looking, you know, at those people that are, you know, less fortunate than us, can actually go a long way.
You don't have to tap them
on
the back
a small thing,
and hand them your wallet, but just giving them a smile, acknowledging they exist. Small things in life is sometimes all it needs to make their day. Although we do ask for people to donate to Beyond Housing and places like that because they do brilliant stuff for the homeless. Now, today I was challenged on Thursday by the CEO of Beyond Housing to go homeless, sleep homeless for a week to try and raise awareness and for me to experience it because I can actually then firsthand tell you what it's like. So tonight we kick it off and I'm couch surfing.
Where? I know where he's going to say.
Well, this is where you come into the equation, Benny.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You might need to ask your wife, Mel, or if she's listening, Mel, can I stay at your house on your couch?
Yeah, it's funny, right? You're not going to get any sleep, but it's good. No, this is, in all honesty, this is what they do. This is what, you know, this is what people who do homeless, they do couch surf and they jump from where they can just get a couch. So, mate, you can. Check with the wife. But
have you got a comfy couch?
Yeah, I'd be all right. This is nap, not sleep.
It is like that, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I can rock a solid hour nap, but I wouldn't want to spend the whole 8 hours.
But couch surfing doesn't necessarily.
It's something about a bed, do you know what I mean?
If you have a spare bed, I can sleep in your spare room. But
on the couch, mate.
But what it is, it's not so much people are like, oh, that sounds easy. No, it's not easy because it feels like I'm inconveniencing, you know, putting you out. Two, in the middle of the night, what if I need to go to the bathroom? You've got a 9-month-old, you've got a dog, two cats, like the whole, do I flush the toilet? Do I don't? Like, it's awkward. Do you know what I mean? Like, you and I are mates, but I don't ever have to come and stay. But this is what people have to go through with people they don't know every week, the awkwardness and the inconvenience. So it will be interesting, to say the least.
All right, well, we'll leave that there. This is going to be a big week for Josiah. And again, we here at HIT are very we're passionate about this, and we do want to raise awareness for homelessness across this region. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
And I'll ring my wife, and I'll let her know you're on the way,
mate. Please do. Look forward to it. Can I have some dinner as well?
I know, right?
Please.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man. Why don't you just meet me in the riddle?
I'm losing my mind, just a riddle. And is the answer, if you know the answer. The riddle was, the more you take away, the more I become. What am I?
I have no idea.
Well, I want to
Say it again. Hang on, I really need to hear this.
The more you take away, the more I become. What am I? Mate, look at your face. You've got no idea.
Is this like a spiritual thing?
Nah, it really
isn't. Away material possessions.
No, it's a physical thing.
Fuller. I don't know.
Right.
Now, we're going to play with someone, right?
Didn't know I was doing the show with the Dalai Lama.
You're welcome. I don't know how to get callers to here, mate. I know I'm your boss, but
Mate. Do you want me to press the buttons?
No,
says phone?
Yeah.
Press on and then pull it up. And I want to welcome to the show Stephanie from Wangaratta. Morning, Steph.
Hey, Steph.
Good morning.
Oh, she is there. Hello, Steph. Sorry, mate. I'm new to the button thing.
That's all right.
He's new to the button, but he's old to being a boss. Steph, the more you take away, the more I become. What am I for this Monday morning?
A hole.
You are absolutely bang on the money.
Hang on. Let me work it out. You take away.
The more you become a hole. Well done, Steph. Switched on for a Monday.
Steph. I told you, this is why you don't want me on your team at family board night game, right? So let's go with, have we got another one?
Yeah, Steph, are you feeling,
best of three?
Are you ready for this next one, Steph?
Steph's so unenthused, and I don't blame you because I am shocking. Right, let's go.
I have no feet, no hands, no wings, but I climb to the sky. What am I? Any idea at all, guys?
Do you write these? What do you find?
Yeah, no, I make them up myself.
Riddle master. I say that again.
I have no feet, no hands, no wings, but I climb to the sky. Picture something rising. What am I this morning? Any idea at all, Steph?
Steam?
What is it again? Sorry?
No feet, no hands, no wings, but I climb to the sky. What am I? Benny, you're very close to the money. Think what you do every day.
Hang on. You got any idea, Steph? Because I'm going to go with steam or something. I'm thinking of, like, it has to be a gas.
Bang. She's on the money this morning.
What was it?
Smoke. I mean, steam works as well, I guess, but.
Hang on. So it literally is cigarette smoking.
Yeah.
That's the riddle.
Yeah, well, it's smoking, yeah. Steam also is correct, Steph, but you get smoke, so I'm giving it to you.
What about vaping, bro?
Vaping works vaping works as well if we want to get technical. It is the best out of three. You just got two, Steph, so you're our winner for today.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Woo. Good on you, Steph. You win nothing but the bragging rights today.
I'll take that.
That is good.
Because Benny doesn't do his job, we don't have any prizes, so unfortunately. Next time, call up next Monday and we'll hopefully have one for you, Steph.
Hack the boss while it's safe to do it.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.